So, Harry, you were going to talk us through House Bill 1449, and you wanted to start with a little bit of history.
Yes. Jack so proudly held up the 1975 version of the Texas Family Code. On slide number 20, if you can go there for a minute. This was original equipment for a social study in 1973, and there was a lot of ballyhoo that we were quite progressive, that we really were ahead of the curve in terms of determining what is the best interest of a child. And this was the original statute. It's three paragraphs long, and this is a prelude to what I'm about to choke you with in a minute or two. But this is what we lived with when we first got into supernumeraries being appointed by a judge to go out and make a factual determination as to the child. So we were proud when it said the court may order the preparation of a social study in the circumstances and condition of the child in the home of any person seeking managing conservatorship. Now catch this next paragraph. The social study may be made by any state agency, including the old Department of Human Resources, which is now your Texas Department of Family, Texas Department of Texas Family and Protective Services. If authorized agency is the managing conservator. The social study may be made by the authorized agency. The social study shall be made according to criteria established by the court. Now, this is no exaggeration. In my early years, experiencing where the bailiff's wife would be appointed to go do the social study.